Ellos has always been a time of preparation for the forthcoming Yomim Noroim. It expresses itself in the Minig Yisroel, which has its source in Pirkei D'Rabbeleizer, Divrei Chazal, quoted by the Rishonim, the Tur, and others in the introduction to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The shofar was blown by Klal Yisroel in the Midbar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchos Shniyos, the second Luchos. The first had been broken as a result of the sin, the chet, the terrible chet of Maaseh HaEgel. And when he went up the first time to receive from Hashem Yisborach Torah for Klal Yisroel in that period of time built themselves an eagle, a golden calf, and were engaged in idolatry, in worshiping that golden calf. It took the work of Moshe Rabbeinu to prevail upon Hashem Yisborach not to destroy Klal Yisroel and make a new nation. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, in his love, in his devotion to Klal Yisroel, was able through his tefillos and tachnunim to prevail upon Hashem Yisborach to forgive them, if not completely, but at least to the extent that they may continue to exist as a people and to accept Luchos Shniyos, Toras Hashem. And when he went forth to ascend once again Har Sinai, shofar was blown to inform Klal Yisroel to be aware of the fact of what is now taking place. Hayitoka shofar beyir v'ho'om lo yechrodu. Is it possible to blow the sound of the shofar and those who hear it shall remain indifferent and will not begin to shudder and to shiver? What is taking place? And this remains for us. That was in Elul when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. And this remains with us down through the ages, that when Elul arrives, that month of which it's Rosh Teves, the beginning, the lettering of the word Aleph Lamed Vov Lamed, stand for those holy words of Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, I give myself to my beloved one, to Hashem Yisborach, and in response to that, he gives himself to me. It's a declaration of the love of Klal Yisroel to Hashem Yisborach. This is the month of Elul, and therefore we also blow the shofar daily throughout the month, and we'd like to express through this our devotion to Hashem Yisborach, that regardless of all that we have done in which we have gone remiss from what is demanded and required of us as Bnei Kel Choy, the children of a living God, yet we declare to Hashem Yisborach that we love him and we wish to be united with him at all times. This is what the month of Elul stands for. It contains within itself that which Chazal used to say of themselves, Ritzoneinu, our will, our desire, our lust, La'aseis Ritzoneinu, is to perform your will, to observe all that you have asked us to do. But Se'ur Shebi'iso Me'akev, the sourdough does not permit us to give forth in that love, in that rotzen. We recognize the fact that it is a loaf filled with sourdough, zoyerteig, that lies within us and deters us from performing what we should be performing, not only in Elul, not only in Yomim Noraim, but every day of the year, every moment of time should be devoted to fulfillment of Ritzon Shamayim. And the Jew declares, in the words of Chazal, what indeed is our rotzen? What indeed is our will? What is our desire? La'aseis Ritzoneinu. When we examine the emptiness of all else in life, we recognize the fact that there can be only one will and desire on our part, and that is La'aseis Ritzoneinu, to fulfill your desire, to live in the manner that you have commanded us in your Torah given to us al Har Sinai, given to us b'kolei shivrokim, through the thunder and the lightning of Matan Torah. This is what our desire is, and we feel that then we have purpose in life. But what can we do? We are not angels, and we fall behind. We do not perform our purpose in life. But we ask of him, you be the one to give us the power of bringing forth in action that which is our inner desire. This is what the month of Elul represents. And as we go from day to day, if we feel what Elul means, we should be overwhelmed with the consciousness of the fact that we are approaching Yomim Noraim. We are approaching Rosh Hashanah. We are approaching that time of year when we stand before him, Hashem Yisborach, and we must give reckoning for our deeds, and not merely for our deeds, but for our thoughts. What are we engaged in thinking about? What occupies our minds? Is it our business affairs? Is it our daily foolishness that we are engaged in? Or are we occupied by one and only thing? What does Hashem desire of me? What are we asked to perform? What are we asked to represent in our lives? When others shall see us, what must they see in us? When a non-Jewish world takes a look at Jew, what does he see in him? And we are living in a day, and weet ik de harts, at what a non-Jew can see in us. And we ourselves begin to think, what is to be seen in us? This past Thursday afternoon, the Pope came to the United States and visited Miami. In the overwhelming crowd that went out to meet him and give honor to him, and because of that, all the streets and highways of Miami Beach were closed off, except for an emergency. Can you imagine a city completely closed off? Vosies, midaf mechabed zain demavi avois hatume. And among them who came to honor were committees of the Jewish community. Have we any words to describe how low we can sink? Give honor to those who killed so many of us. 6 million and more overseas. This is forgotten to an extent that the Rosh himself meets with Waldheim, the president of Austria, one of those who in his cruelty killed Jews and non-Jews, and the Pope extends his honors to him just very recently. Can we say of ourselves, Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzonecho, if this is what Jewish life can represent? Is really our will, our inner desire, to perform what Hashem Yisborach wants us to perform as expressed in Torah HaKdosho? Or are we trying to fool ourselves and to want to fool others? Something to give thought to. And this, in the month of Elul, Otazei Zomen Zagreiten Af Yomim Neroim. Hear the wonderful words of the papal speech where he gives thanks and praise also to Jews. This is an example of how low we have sunk. One rabbi in Miami Beach called together the Shabbos before his shul, inviting all other Orthodox Jews that in that period of 4 hours, when the roads will be shut off and no one can be engaged in business matters, no one will be in any stores or businesses, don't go to give honor. Come to give honor to Hashem Yisborach. Come to shul and attend the shiurim that will be given throughout the 4 hours. And there was quite a crowd present in shul. There are those who do not think when there is someone to remind them of what Yisroel stands for. B'yi b'chayri Yisroel, my firstborn, my chosen one, Klal Yisroel, And when that chosen one is called and told, recognize and realize what you stand for and come to shul to learn Torah. Shiurim for men and for women, and the shul was packed. He happened to be a Tilza Talmud, one who gained that pride in his heritage here in Cleveland at the Tilza Yeshiva. As far as I know, he was the only one in all of Miami. Not merely among Reform and Conservative, not much better could be expected of them, but even among the Orthodox Jews, those who deem themselves Shomrei Torah u'mitzvah. What indeed are our mitzvahs? What is Torah? If one can spend 4 hours last Thursday in giving honor to him who is the antithesis of what we represent, what we stand for. We have a lot to think about, this Elul, in preparation for Yomim Noroim. What happened there in Miami is ample reminder of where we stand, how far we are removed from where we should be standing. And then when one begins to hear tzoras in a Jewish community, whatever tzoras there are, whether it's tzoras, sickness with children, and there are many other tzoras in every Jewish community, it's time to examine ourselves. We look for reasons. Maybe the reason is within us. Maybe we are the cause of it all. We're reading the Sedras at the very end of Torah now. We'll be reading the warnings of Hashem Yisborach. If you will not heed what I tell you, and what follows there, the Tzoras mentioned there, Baruch Hashem, that we have not yet reached such a stage of the type of Tzoras therein mentioned. For instance, you will reach a stage where hunger will force you to cut the flesh of your own children and eat it. And when another will come to you, give me a piece, you'll say, no, I won't give it. Can we imagine a Tzore essen die Fleisch von eigene Kinder? But the Torah says, it shall be so if you continue sinking, Baruch Hashem, in Jewish history, even with the last Holocaust, Jews never ate the flesh of their own children. We never reached that sinking. But Torah says that you can reach that sinking if you do not follow in the path of Torah. If you will not be worthy of Baruch Ato Beveyecho, Baruch Ato Betzisecho. It's very interesting. Baruch Ato Beveyecho, blessed will you be when you enter. Blessed shall you be Betzisecho when you go forth. The Targum Yonason translates and explains these words as follows. Baruch Ato Beveyecho, blessed gebench bist du Yid, wenn du gehst allein in dein Besmederes zu lernen Torah. Baruch Ato Beveyecho, dann wirst du sein gebenscht, wenn du darfst herausgehen, zu verdienen dein Panosse. Oi, was für ein heilige Wärter du sein. Boyego, when you enter, when you come in, where does a Jew come in? Where does he belong? Where is his home? Botei HaMedrash, the Olifne Oraise, where we study Torah. How much of this Boyego have we performed down through this year? How many of us found themselves daily in the Bismedrash for davening, for learning Torah? How many have a kvias in learning Torah? Heim chayenu ve'irish yomenu. This is the drug of life. How many of us have taken of it during the past year? Wie viel uns haben getrunken von dem Sam Chayim? Wie viel? And we seek reasons why we have Tzoras. We bring these Tzoras upon ourselves. We don't live as Jews should be living. We don't represent the Torah life. Und dann wundert man sich, zu was hat solche Tzoras? Teure Sog doch hase. Und lerne dir in die Sedres. Oib dus nit folgen, so you will be followed by these unbearable Tzoras v'inuyim, beyond human description, and we wonder why. We don't realize that when one becomes ill, he goes to the doctor and he's helped. He the fool, we the fools, think that the doctor has helped us. Had not the Torah given us permission in illness to seek the help of a doctor, we wouldn't have been permitted to accept the refuah. Because it's the will of God that we suffer. But the rapi, rapi, the Torah says, nito the shus le reifel the rapis. The Almighty gives permission to the doctor to help. If it helps, who is the one that has given me the refuah? The doctor who has made wonderful research? Or is it the Ribbono shel Olam who has opened up the eyes of the medical profession in their research to find that which can bring help to the ill and to the sick? Do we think of that? When he's in the throes of death, we come to the yeshiva and we ask Tehillim, pray to the Almighty. If the doctor gives a good refuah, do we come to the yeshiva and say Tehillim and thank Hashem Yisborach? No, it was the doctor that did it. What fools we are. I have a cardiologist. The reason I go to him, I had gone to many others, and to very good ones. They're world renowned. The reasons that I have private reasons, I stopped going to them and I went to the Cleveland Clinic. I went there to a doctor who's not a frumeri, a young man, but he's not a surgeon, he's considered the best cardiologist in Cleveland Clinic. The reason I stayed with him was when I first walked into him, he said to me, and remember, he's not a frumerid, a rota Yiddish hearts. He said to me, Rabbi, I want you to know, we doctors know nothing. The only one who knows is up there. And we hope that whatever we do meets with his approval. Without his approval, nothing helps. Hashem Yisborach is the one who cures the ill and revives the sick. We don't give reckoning to that. And then when we have tzores, we come and we ask, Oy gewalt, avos kum tzaduch mitzores. Was heißt, avos kum tzores? Bist du amaymin? You have faith in Hashem Yisborach. You feel when you go to the doctor that Hashem is the one who's to cure you. The vehicle through whom he cures is the doctor. This one or the other one. That's why I can't stand those doctors who say there's no hope. Was farabalabos bistutzes ogen, there's no hope. Are you the one to determine? The Almighty is the one that determines. Yours is only one job, to act as a messenger of the desire of Hashem. And he, the doctor, can never be the chotzef to say that there's no hope, the Almighty doesn't want to help you. It happens that frume dokterim are not the ones that say that. Says I maninim b'Hashem. Those who believe in themselves, they're the ones that say this. And we wonder why there are tzores of illness in a community, and not merely illness. Sach elgel noch vidos. There's nothing to wonder about. Torah has mapped it all ages ago when Hashem gave Torah to us. And when Moshe Rabbeinu stood in his last day of life upon this world, then he repeated it all over and over again and warned us, if you walk in the path of Hashem, you shall always be guided straightforwardly. If chas v'sholem you will not, you will have to suffer. There's no way out of it. Odos idos, gzeiro min hashamayim. So if I've been asked to speak here to you about the various tzores in our community, in our Torah community, in our Torah observant community, we must be true unto ourselves, not try to mislead ourselves. We must follow what Torah says. All that takes place with us has been mapped and foretold by Torah to the believing Jew. There is nothing that happens in life that is not determined by Hashem Yisborach. I was overwhelmed today to hear a story from Rabbi Yeshua Psalal Kaplan, a businessman in Yerushalayim, an alumnus of Tells the Yeshiva here, former Chicagoan, very interested in Or Sameach institutions in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. He told me a story which overwhelmed me. They have there a Baal Tshuva, an Iranian. This Iranian, how did he come to Tshuva? How did he come to Emunah Bashem? He was serving in the army, in the Iranian army. And for some reason or other, it's unbelievable, he was feeding a cobra. Would you believe it? To get near a cobra, the sakonis the foshes. And he was feeding a cobra like others feed a cat and a dog. By Yehi Ayoin, He was there with his whole group of soldiers, and he went over to find the cobra to feed it. And it's a law in nature that when you see the cobra angry, you must freeze, not talk and not move. So he froze. He saw that the cobra is about to strike, even though he had been feeding it for days on days. He froze, and the cobra became quiet. He turns around. The entire Virupanus, the ganze Zovo, mit wem er gekommen, the battalion with whom he had come, had fled, and he went to seek them. They were all killed by the Iraqians. What saved him? Because he went to look for the cobra, and he wasn't together with him. Can man possibly imagine what the ways of Hashem are in guarding those whom he loves? From that fact, he became immediately a Baal Teshuva. I see there is a God who dictates the ways of man and the ways of the world. And he finally got out and came to Eretz Yisroel with Nisim Gluyim, and he became a Talmid, a student at Oil Sameach. When I heard this story, I began to think of myself, Gevald, Gevald, do you think that way? Do you feel this way? Every day in life, every step that I take is governed by Hashem Yisborach. And we fools think that we walk because we have the power of walking. So it's quite natural we walk. Tippish! Idiot! You walk in a certain direction because God has willed it so. Das ist Emune Hashem. We are so far removed from this clarity of Emunah that it's small wonder that we suffer so much. And we don't even realize that we are suffering. We've got doctors. We've got lawyers. What's up, Melit? We'll be taken care of. Tipe shebet tipshi. Turn upstairs, turn to him. He's the one that's taking care of you and of me. Need we better indication of that than this Maisale of the Iranian Jew who decided to become a different person? And he's growing in Torah. Rabbi Shua B'Tzalel Kaplan told me, beyond belief, he's going to become one of the G'dayle Torah. And what brought it on? A sudden recognition of a fact that all of us should recognize. It's the difference between the two astronauts. The first time they went up there, beyond the moon, the American astronaut took out a Bible, and it was heard on the radios of the country. Breishis boro elikim es hashomayim ves ha'oretz. That's what a non-Jew spoke when he went up to the skies. The Russian astronaut who went up the very same time, he returned and said, I found no God in the heavens. You can see it before your eyes. Be blind and not see. In order to see the world in which we live, we must be given sight. Who gives us that sight? The eyes of themselves? He who has created the eye. And how do we get that sight? Galenai, unveil mine eyes, said David HaMelech. Galenai, v'abito niflois, and then I shall see the great wonders of the world. Mi toirosecho, from the Torah. How does one unveil his eyes? How does one remove the blindness that overcomes us at every step? It's nothing, it's all natural. How? As we involve ourselves in the study of Torah, to that extent do we lose our blindness. Thus is Aid. This is what being a Ben Yisroel means. To the extent that we approach the Yomim Noroim in such manner, shall we be worthy of standing before Him, Hashem Yisborach, in the Yomim Noroim, to speak with Him and to ask of Him to give us the power of sight so that we shall not cease recognizing His sovereignty, not merely over us, but over an entire creation, which is the result of His will and His desire. May it be the mercy of Hashem Yisborach to grant us this sight, and may it be our will to gain that sight in the only manner possible, through the study of His Holy Torah. In that manner, to be zeche, all of us together, to achieve the chasimel Torah.